Welcome to A Contra Dialogue, a journey through timeless literature. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of A Contra AI. Today we are doing a deep dive into S.A. Cosby's really powerful 2023 novel, All the Sinners Bleed. Now, you might know the audiobook Adam Lazar White's narration is just incredible, but the mind behind this story is S.A. Cosby. He's become such a crucial voice, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. A really distinctive voice in American fiction right now. Cosby's kind of carved out this niche. People call it Southern noir, maybe rural noir. And what makes his work so compelling, I think, is how he blends these really high stakes, like page-turning thriller plots with incredibly sharp social commentary. He makes you look at race, poverty, justice, particularly in the modern American South. It's unflinching stuff.
It really is. So our goal today, our mission, if you like, is to sort of unpack this story. It's set in the fictional Charon County, Virginia, and it focuses on the moral journey, the trial, really, of his first black sheriff, a man named Titus Crown.
And Charon County, it's more than just a setting. You know, it feels active. You can practically feel the humidity, the sort of suffocating weight of its Confederate past, all the secrets buried just beneath the surface. It's oppressive.
Definitely. And into this pressure cooker steps Titus Crown.
Right. A really complex character. He's a former FBI agent, you know, highly trained. But he chose to come back home. He genuinely believed he could enact some kind of meaningful change as the first black sheriff. So he's immediately stuck, caught between that procedural FBI mindset and the deep-seated, messy realities of his hometown.
And Cosby doesn't waste any time. The book starts with, well, an explosion.
It really does. Slams right into gear. There's this awful, very public tragedy at a school board meeting. A white teacher, Mr. Spearman, is shot and killed by a former student, a young black man named Latrell McDonald. Titus has to respond, obviously, and in the chaos, Latrell ends up being killed by Titus's deputies. I mean, what a first week on the job.
Yeah, a nightmare scenario. And initially, you see the local powers that be trying to frame it simply, you know, a disturbed kid, a senseless act of violence. Something they can contain and move on from quickly, protect the town's image.
But Titus, he can't just accept that surface story. The whole thing shifts violently when they find these incredibly disturbing images on Spearman's phone. Suddenly, it's not a random shooting. It looks like systematic child abuse. Maybe Latrell wasn't just a killer. Maybe he was an avenger for victims nobody listened to.
That twist is just devastating. It morphs from this tragic incident into a detective story and then almost into a kind of horror novel. And this is where it gets really interesting, right? Latrell's dying words to Titus.
Exactly. Cryptic words. Something about a demon in the woods or this figure called the Last Wolf.
The Last Wolf.
Chilling.
It completely undermines the simple explanation. It hints at something much, much bigger, a conspiracy. So Titus, the trained investigator, is forced to confront this huge question the novel keeps asking. Can the law, can procedure, actually deliver justice? Especially when the system itself might be built on, or at least complicit in, the very evil he's starting to uncover.
That's the core conflict, isn't it? And we see Titus really grappling internally. He's the first black sheriff. He's trying to be methodical, follow the evidence like his FBI training taught him. But that feels inadequate against the sheer rot he's finding. His whole idea of reforming the system from within, it's immediately put to the test by something ancient and deeply rooted.
And the pressure on him is immense. From all sides.
Totally. You've got the white establishment figures like Hilliard, this influential businessman. They just want it quiet. They see Titus, maybe his investigation, as a threat to the town's quote-unquote respectability. They care more about appearances than truth.
And then, from the other side, there's skepticism within the black community, too, isn't there?
Yeah, understandably. They're wondering, is he really one of us? Or is that badge just making him part of the same system that's always failed us? It's that constant burden of representation. Every move is scrutinized.
It's a lonely position. Mm-hmm. Does he have anyone he can really lean on?
Well, his family is key. His father, Albert Crown. He's this pillar of quiet, steadfast faith. It's a real contrast to Titus's own growing disillusionment, his crisis of faith. Mm. And then there's his younger brother, Marquis. Marquis is kind of the voice of the community's raw anger, that cynicism, that feeling of what's the point. Titus is fighting against that despair.
Okay. And Darlene, his ex-wife.
Right, Darlene. She's crucial. She's his ex, but also a close friend. Maybe more. She's his anchor, you know, his personal sanctuary. The one person keeping him somewhat grounded.
So Titus starts following this last wolf trail. Yeah. What does he find?
He starts dibbing. And he uncovers this pattern. Ignored cases. Missing black children. Cases the previous administration just swept under the rug, and this recurring symbol keeps popping up, this crudely carved wolf's head. It connects these recent horrors to older, darker local legends.
It feels very Southern Gothic. The past isn't dead, it's actively hunting. And the name, Charon County.
Yeah.
Like the ferryman to the underworld, it's all so loaded.
Exactly. And the trail leads him somewhere truly horrifying. The Church of the Holy Remnant.
Okay.
On the surface, it's this fundamentalist congregation. But underneath, it's a front, a cover for a white supremacist cult. And they've twisted religion, twisted scripture into this grotesque theology. They use it to justify ritualistic murder, specifically the murder of black children.
It's almost hard to comprehend. They see it as what?
As a holy sacrament. Seriously. They believe they're cleansing the world, fulfilling some warped prophecy through racial hatred and violence.
That's the real horror. It's not supernatural. It's human evil, organized and disguised as piety, protected by people who seem respectable.
Precisely. And as Titus gets closer to exposing them, the danger escalates. It becomes personal. Threats against Darlene, against his family, attempts to discredit him professionally. He starts to realize that playing by the rules, following standard procedure, might actually let them get away with it. The system protects its own.
So he's pushed to a breaking point. Uphold the law, even if it's flawed and might fail the victims. Or take matters into his own hands. Go outside the lines to get actual moral justice.
That tension drives the whole climax. It leads to this incredibly visceral, bloody confrontation at the church. Titus is pushed beyond every limit, physically, emotionally, spiritually. He's forced into actions that blur that line between lawman and, well, something closer to vengeance.
And the masks come off. The pillars of the community are revealed for the monsters they are.
Yes. But the ending, it's not neat. It's not a triumphant victory lap.
No, definitely not.
The cult is stopped, yes. But the cost is immense. Charon County is shattered. Titus survives, but he's deeply scarred. He's lost that idealism, maybe any lingering hope for some kind of divine order or justice. Cosby makes it clear, you can catch the killers, but the hatred, the poison that created them, that's still in the soil. It lingers.
It really underscores that central theme, justice versus law. They aren't always the same thing, are they?
Not at all. Titus has to confront that. Following the letter of the law might mean moral failure in this context.
And Cosby puts it so bluntly through the narrative, almost challenging you, the reader. I'm paraphrasing here, but it's like, justice isn't colorblind. It never was. So are you going to keep pretending it is or do something about it? It's a call to action almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the way he explores the corruption of faith is just chilling, because the evil isn't some mustache twirling villain from afar. It's ordinary. It's the face of your neighbor, the person singing hymns next to you. As Cosby writes, they essentially shaped the Almighty in their own ugly image, a god of hate.
So terrifying, because it feels so possible. And then there's that powerful irony woven throughout.
You mean Titus using the badge?
Exactly. Yeah. He, a black man in the South, has to wield the very symbol, the sheriff's badge, that was historically used to enforce white supremacy, to oppress people who look like him. He has to use it to hunt down these white supremacists. The weight of that irony is staggering.
It is. And the book doesn't give you easy answers or let anyone off the hook. The feeling it leaves you with is quite somber, I think, reflective. It really highlights the incredible cost of speaking truth to power, the isolation involved in confronting that kind of systemic rot. And it forces a much more nuanced look at law enforcement in these deeply fractured places.
Yeah. It suggests that finding truth, real truth, demands this immense personal courage. You have to be willing to dive into some very dark, dangerous waters, mm-hmm. knowing the system might not support you. It might even fight you.
There's that line, that idea. The truth has a way of floating to the surface, no matter how deep you try to bury it. The question is whether you're brave enough to dive down and bring it up, risking everything.
Titus's story is just such a stark, necessary portrayal of the endurance needed to fight that historical evil. It's not just about solving a crime. It's about moral stamina.
It's a novel that absolutely resonates today, showing how America's unresolved past continues to fuel these complex, agonizing battles for justice.
This conversation ends here. We'll meet again with another unique work of world literature. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.